With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really excited to be with Tony Beadle again. He is the president and CEO of Rockport Music. And, of course, if you're familiar with the Shaolin Lu, then you've got to know about Rockport Music. And we're here. First of all, Tony, thank you for letting me come back again. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here and asking me, Rick.
I always learn so much when I come here. And I guess the reason for this is to talk about the special programs. All the programs are special all year round, but this particular time of year, people are looking for either gifts, things to do, maybe something to break the doldrums of 3:30 darkness, that kind of thing. So can we start as to maybe what's going on for the rest of this month and then get into it?
Yeah, well, we're sort of wrapping up November. Actually, tonight is David Bromberg. I don't know when this is going to be aired. And then we start up with our holiday fair, and we have next week, on December 2nd, we have Handel's Messiah with the Handel and Haydn Society of Boston coming to Rockport, and you're going to have a chorus, orchestra, and we're not being in the Shaolin Lu, however, but we're in a church because we think the ambiance is perfect for the ultimate holiday experience, you might say. And then if you look further beyond that, we have a lot of other kinds of things going on. We have another group, an a cappella group called Kalmus from Germany, and they're going to give us a Christmas program, and another one actually later in the month, the Swingles, also used to be known as the Swingle Singers, if you remember those guys, and but they've evolved like everybody, and they have a whole different kind of approach and everything. It's going to be great fun. We have the Bolshoi Ballet Nutcracker that we put on the screen, mm-hmm. part of our HD series. And there's even a Metropolitan Opera tucked in there this Saturday called Anatkin by Philip Glass.
All right, well, my head is spinning. And tell me a little bit more about the experience with the Handel and Haydn Society, because I've heard them, you know, sometimes on the radio, and you read about the concerts that they have in Boston and so on. Can you give me a little more information? I think you said in our pregame warm-up here that there are not a lot of tickets left for that. But tell me about the whole idea of this and having it in the church and so on. Maybe how many people will be there?
Yeah, well, the forces of the orchestra and chorus will probably be about 40 or 50 people, and the reason mostly is that is the environment in which the piece is heard. I mean, Handel wrote it to be sort of a very transportable kind of piece. You know, you used to think when you hear Handel's Messiah, the chorus of thousands and on the stage and everything, but it's actually the opposite. That Handel envisioned it, because he took it around. He was a businessman at the end of the day, mm-hmm. and he found ways to play it in different places and different. He changed the version. He would change the tunes around, and the most famous one is called, I think, the Dublin Foundling Hospital version. I think it was for a fundraising charity. This is in the 1700s, mm-hmm. by the way, late 1700s, and so. So it's, you know, it's transportable. So that's our approach here. Mm-hmm. You get the fantastic music. You're going to get it very, very clear and crystalline because of the smaller forces, which is what most thinking today in musicological world, probably that's how people heard it back then. And there are recordings out like that. So
Again, my head is spinning. I just wonder if we had the Shaolin Lu back in the Mitch Miller days, he would have shown up.
He'd be here. Yeah.
Having worked with Mitch Miller, he would.
Did you really?
Yeah. So
tell me about it.
Well, when Arthur Fiedler died in 1980, I believe, there was an interim period before John Williams was hired. So they brought in Mitch Miller, and I was playing in the Boston Pop, so Mitch was doing it. And Mitch, he just loved every musical moment that he could have. And he loved to conduct. Obviously, he was well-known. He was a great arranger and musician, you know, with his singing groups and everything like that. And so he did a lot of things. And typically at the end of a Boston Pops program, you would have encores programmed mm-hmm. in there, ready to go, and you would do them. And Mitch's lament was at the end of the concert is we never had enough encores, because he wanted to share more music with the audience. He could, yeah. Oh. You might say he couldn't leave the stage, but it wasn't true. I think he was just so happy doing it, and he loved it.
Thank you for that. I had no idea. I just pulled that out of a hat, and by golly, he would have been here. Oh, that's pretty amazing. Oh, my goodness. Well, tell me about other programs. I know that You do have the big screen, and that must be a tremendous experience with the sound system that you have at the Shalin Lou, because you don't get that effect at home, even if you have a home sound system and you've got that gigantic setting in there. Tell me about maybe some of the programs that people can come in and see next month or the end of this month.
Yeah. By the way, I did forget one concert that I should mention is it's a Charlie Brown Christmas with this guy named David Benoit. And he has a jazz combo. You know, Vince Guaraldi was a jazz musician who wrote the music to all those Charlie Brown cartoon specials that we grew up on. And this is a musical reenactment of a Charlie Brown Christmas. So you hear all the tunes from that show. It's for us, it's nostalgic, and kids love it too. And there's a little children's chorus that's from Rockport Schools. We're very grateful to them. They've lent them out to us for the concert too. So there's check that one. Everybody should check that one out for
sure.
So, but anyway, to get back to the broadcasts, not only at this time, this time of year, we'll have the Nutcracker. We have a Bolshoi Ballet series, and they're regardless of collusion and everything else, the arts transcend all that. And they're the most fantastic ballet company in the world, in my opinion. They're first among the greats. And their production of the Nutcracker, and we play it every year, and people love it. And the music is fantastic by Tchaikovsky, of course. We all know that. But that's just one of a series that we have through the year. We also broadcast live from New York the Metropolitan Opera. We have about 10 or 11, depending on the year. And, there's some real chestnuts of operas like Carmen and Madame Butterfly and Tosca. And then we have the lesser-known, more challenging, you might say. But we have one actually this weekend, which is called Anatkin, and it's written by Philip Glass. And Philip Glass is probably one of the better-known living composers today because his music goes into all parts of music. And the other thing about Philip Glass is that he has had a huge career, though you don't know it's his music, and that's writing music for television commercials and industrial films and things like that.
Wow.
So he's a busy guy, and I think he's probably at least 80. I'm not sure, but
And did you work with him too?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was afraid to bring up a name.
I know some people that do work closely with him. So.
Okay.
Fantastic experience coming to the Shalin Lou. And the other thing I should mention, Tony, is that people who come from out of town have to realize they could come in here. There's some really good restaurants very close to the Shalin Lou, and parking is not that difficult.
No, I always say parking, that whole thing of parking is kind of a red herring, and that if you, especially for us, because the vast majority of our concerts are at the end of the day. This is in the summer, and Rockport sort of empties out at around 5 o'clock. And then parking for our concerts at 8 is easy. Mm-hmm. And then in the on a Sunday, it's a little more challenging. But mostly, we never get complaints. And when we first opened in 2010, we thought we were going to be barraged by parking complaints and everything. I can't even recall one time that's really happened. Everybody's expecting it. And if you go to some of the other towns around Rockport, I find the traffic even worse and the parking more challenging. So it's a fallacy. And now that we've been here for 10 years, there are a couple of other newer restaurants here, and the shops stay open longer and everything. So it's a good visit.
I have to say the final thing for me when I visit is that it's so easy to get out of here as well. If you go to some of these other venues, and I won't mention any names, but it takes forever to go home, and it's very easy to get out of Rockport after a concert.
Yeah, and what we noticed a few years ago is that the real estate agents say in their blurbs, the house blurbs for sale, close to the Shalin Lou Performance Center, but that's a real compliment to us, and we love that. Never a week goes by I don't meet somebody, or if they're just moving here, and they say, "Oh, we love we moved here because of all your concerts, because we love to go to hear live music." People also say we don't go into Boston anymore;
right.
We stay here, and I can totally understand that.
I think a final question for me is to follow up to that, because it's such a gem having this in Rockport, and when I see the performers that come to Rockport. Almost on a daily basis, really, it really rivals what goes on in Boston.
Well, yeah, there's a lot, but a rising tide floats all boats. So they're not that I'm advertising on their behalf, but we have a lot of competitors now, other venues and everything. But we feel our hall is very special because of its size. So I think the next biggest hall close to us is probably about 800 seats. We are 300. So it is the experience is quite different. It's a beautiful hall. And as everybody knows, the back wall looks out onto the ocean most of the time. Sometimes artists want it closed because if we pull the curtain and close it, it has a sort of a sound dampening effect for certain kinds of popular music that we have. But the vast majority of them keep it open, and it does become something of a moot point in the evening because you don't really see out there; you just see the dark.
Right.
But you know, it's more than that. It's the ultimate experience of being close to the artists, and the artists love it. I can't tell you how many artists they say we want to come back here. We love this place. We love the intimacy. I remember when Chris Botti was here. After he came out after the first piece and his musicians walked off, and he said to his band, he said, "Guys, isn't it great to look out at the audience and see the people's faces instead of a black cave," mm-hmm. which is what, you know, larger venues might be.
The final comment, I guess, is how much the Performance Center gives back to the community, because you work very closely with the schools and a lot of the kids in the region, and you also have your summer concerts with the jazz concerts and so on.
Yeah, we part of the DNA of Rockport Music when it was founded in 1981 was to have an education aspect to it. So we invest a lot in bringing a lot of ensembles and artists into the Rockport and now Gloucester schools. On a regular basis, where they don't just give concerts, they work with the music students, they work with instructing, using their music to make a lesson in music. Mm-hmm. So that goes on. I think we're doing about 25 of those this year. Mm-hmm. We just last week or 2 weeks ago, we had the New England Conservatory touring opera company here, and we had the hall filled with schools from Gloucester to come in for a performance of actually it was a contemporary opera written in the 1970s for children, and that was a big hit. And you'd be surprised that second graders sit quietly when you know there's good music on the stage. So I mean, that's one way we give back to the community. We also, you know, we support our civic organizations and try to be of help with those. There are a lot of places that do nonprofits that do fundraisers. We have one tomorrow night. We try to work with them to make it feasible for them to come to the hall. Just Wednesday we had the KPN Chamber of Commerce had a Board of Trustees meeting. They needed a place to meet, so we give them our third hall, reception hall, gratis for that, you know. So we try to be a partner with mm-hmm. all various entities around as much as possible.
And that is absolutely beautiful upstairs too. Best way for people to avail themselves of the good things that happen at the Shilin Lu, I'm guessing would be online probably, but also you can call, and you guys have a brand new box office as well.
Yeah, where our box office is right across the street from the Shilin Lu Performance Center. We're open this time of year Tuesday through Friday 10 to 4. And give us a call, or as you said, go to rockportmusic.org, and there you'll see pretty much everything we have. You can order tickets, and if you have any questions, you can call. You can also sign up to get our email blasts, and also we do, in the old-fashioned way, we send out a season brochure 3 times a year, so you can sign up for those.
And you also have a mailing list. You can email people. I mean, people can get on that email list.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's what the vast majority of people. But a lot of people, and especially visitors, they like to take something away with them. Mm-hmm. So they take a brochure, or we call a rack card. So there's a variety of ways to find out what we're doing.
This has been great. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That is Tony Beadle, who is the president and CEO of Rockport Music at the Shilin Lu. And with MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.